Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
If a gourmet four-course meal starting with glorious canapés sounds good to you, well, you might want to head to Cork Prison. Over 50 invited guests, including 25 prospective employers from the hospitality industry, gathered at Cork Prison for a final exam like no other. 6 prisoners who had taken part in an intensive 8-week culinary course served up a feast behind bars last night. Now, it's the 4th year of the Open Door pop-up restaurant, which is a collaboration between the Irish Prison Service and Munster Technological University. News Talk's Southern reporter Jamie O'Hara went inside Cork Prison to speak to the people involved.
This is my 3rd time in Cork Prison. I've passed through the security scanner and metal detector, liberated from my phone, and taken the tour. The woodworking shop where the men make the kind of pieces a good gallery could charge through the roof for, the art room and its depictions of the inside and outside, a barber shop called Con Hair, and the spotless kitchen serving up to 1,000 meals a day.
I'll take what I learned from this and go out. When I get out, I'll try further my career in that industry anyway. Even just going down to work every day, I go down. It's something I enjoy doing anyway. It's good for the mind and stuff as well.
Glenn is one of 6 prisoners taking part in the course, which finishes with a 4-course meal served on tables with white linen tablecloths in the heart of the prison.
A couple of the younger lads might have been a bit nervous the first day. It's a new thing for them. But now seeing today, even in the space of 6 weeks, they're after coming along a lot. You can see their confidence levels are after rising a bit, so it's good to see. Everyone's helping each other out, and it gives you confidence to try new things. To know that you can go into something not knowing anything about it, and you can slowly build yourself up, so it can put people on good paths. When they get out.
Glenn, would you hope to get a job offer after tonight?
Yeah, well, it's my plan. Straight back to work when I get out of here. Don't want to be lazing around.
Do you think this has the potential to change either your life or other fellas' lives, that when they come out of here they have a focus?
I really think it does. Again, it's going to be down to the person if they choose to change their lives, but I think it's a really good stepping stone.
Assistant Governor Brian McCarthy describes where dinner will be served.
The tables were set up this morning by students from MTU who are partaking in one of the hospitality courses. 4 students have volunteered of their time to come in here tonight to serve the food. Some will be seated here within the circle. Prison is very confined spaces, so we don't have big dining halls and stuff like that. Contrary to what some people might have a concept of large dining halls where prisoners sit, we don't do that. Okay, prisoners eat their meals back in their cells. But for tonight, we have several people sitting here and more sitting down on the corridor. I would say at least 90-95% of the prisoners who have left here are either employed or still in employment or self-employed at this stage. It has been tremendous, absolutely tremendous. And I think it's been kept to a small group. We haven't opened it up to 20 or 25 prisoners. We kept it to the maximum of 6. All those people here have looked for it. There's been more than six looked for it. They were vetted, interviewed, sat down, gone through the programme, what's expected of them, how long and how difficult the programme can be. And those six then were picked as the best of the lot, and none of them has failed yet. They've all gone through it. And it has been a very tough course. It's been condensed a lot just to the time scales and so on, but they were working all day yesterday and they're working all day again today, and they will be again serving food all day. Every Monday for the last 5 or 6 weeks they have been there with JJ down in the kitchen learning new skills and putting them to practice then immediately.
JJ Healy is a lecturer at MTU and has been involved in training students at the prison since the course started 4 years ago.
There's one lad up with Niven Maguire. There's another lad in the Hayfield Manor. There's another lad working in Penny Dinners. There's two below in the Rose Hotel in Tralee. One of them is there 5 years now, and he's chef de partie, and he's worked his way up along. You see it in him.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
But even there's other people who went on to do other things, you know, not just chefing. Mm-hmm. It's a confidence building thing as well, it is, you know, like there's some of them, you know, just they just need a bit of confidence, and then they might go and do something else, you know. They might go and do, you know, a course that they thought they wouldn't be able to for before. They get a job anywhere, because you can get a job anywhere in the world when you're working with food. You'll pick up the language later on, you know.
Head of the Tourism and Hospitality Department at MTU, Dr. Noel Murray, says the course is considered a major success.
Our president would highlight it, or would call it out, as one of the highlights of the year. Now you can imagine as a university how many events we're involved in across a broad spectrum of arts, music, business, engineering, etc., etc., etc. This is seen as something where we always make a difference in things we do, but maybe it's not always seen or recognised. Everybody can see very clearly this is making a difference. You know, you have heard stories today. People I've meet constantly go, when I introduce myself, are you the guy involved in the prison program? So it's almost that piece kind of links on. So the university are incredibly supportive of it and would see it as the social benefit and the social impact of education. And I suppose we play a pivotal role in that, but it's lovely to see kind of the outcome of that.
Jacob Harmon is from IASIO, which helps people in marginalised groups, including prisoners, to find jobs. He says courses like this are key to keeping people from returning to prison.
Look at the science, and employment is a significant indicator whether someone will commit another crime. That being said, it's not the only thing, right? And so employment within a larger context of someone's life can be that thing that they put structure on, that they can put the structure of what they need to do to avoid substance misuse, right? Or to be more present in the lives of their families.
Is it something IASIO would like to see spread around the country, courses like this?
Absolutely. IASIO staff in every prison in Ireland are working very closely with IPS and with the local partners to explore whether something like this can work within that context. I know our staff here in Cork, based on the success of the Open Doors restaurant, has explored possibilities with other sectors like auto maintenance to see if something like that would be workable, because oftentimes it's about finding that interest that a person in custody might have that if they get a little bit of that skill development around that interest, they can really transform their time after they're released.
Alex Pettit is group executive chef with Trigon Hotels, which owns 3 hotels in Cork and has hired staff who have graduated from the programme. I asked him if he's looking to hire one of the 6 prisoners.
We're always looking for new employees. As we know, hospitality sector is, you know, in shortage of people, but most importantly, it's shortage of skills, which means that we have people coming through, but they don't have the skills that are required within the hotel. JJ's in the room today, and I know he can stand very proud, because the training that they get here is as good, if not better, than what they get into some of the colleges. That candidate that we had came out after his 2 years program. The skill set that he had was absolutely amazing, and really, really joined into the team, was part of the team, and we couldn't see any difference. And it's really, really good to see. So absolutely, yes, we'll be hoping to get somebody out tonight. Yeah.
I also spoke to the governor of the prison, Liam Spacey, and asked him if other governors will be looking to start their own culinary course, given up to 90% of the men who took part found work after leaving prison.
Absolutely, they will. We have a great collaboration with MTU and with IASIO. That's why it works for us. So I suppose if you prove the concept to say it can work in Cork, there's no reason why, if other prisons can find partners in the community, why they couldn't replicate this elsewhere. This is the commitment to the rehabilitation process. It normalises the working day. It gives them friends who are workmates, which is a huge relationship for a lot of men. There's always excitement here. Everybody knows it's coming around every year, so there's a lot of people trying to get into it and wanting to get into it. They see it as a real, genuine opportunity to pick up work in an industry where there are vacancies and there are jobs. We have had employers contacting us, looking for people who've done this course who are coming up to release. So there is a little bit of a change of mindset in that regard.
Jamie O'Hara, the Open Door pop-up restaurant at Cork Prison.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.